you might be looking forward to a date tonight with your special someone at a nice restaurant. A group of women from suburban Philadelphia celebrated Valentine's Day in a different way over the weekend by showing their appreciation for complete strangers. Joel Wolfram reports from WHYY's Behavioral Health Desk.
Patricia Gallagher and her crew of 10 volunteers came bearing gifts and goodies to Open Arms of Nicetown 2. That's a Northeast Philadelphia shelter providing transitional housing for homeless vets. Gallagher says she wanted to let the vets know that they matter and honor them for their sacrifices.
And we wanted to bring you some treats. We want to give everybody a nice warm blanket. And the symbolism of the blanket would be warmth and love. So, can everybody help me give everybody a blanket?
The homemade crocheted blankets brought some color to the beige cafeteria where a few dozen of the home's nearly 40 residents gathered, including Dwayne Lowry.
They bought clothing, they bought food, and they brought love. That's the most important thing that they brought. When we need something to lift our spirits, because a lot of us suffer from depression and, you know, have been really down.
Lowry served in the Army as a missile and radar operator from 1980 to 85. The shelter staff coordinates treatment for PTSD and other mental health issues that the home's director, Lauren X. Jordan, says are common among the residents.
They're here to stay 8 months to a year. We also put them in intensive outpatient programs so that they can get treatment if needed. Inside here, they shoot pool.
The pool table in question was covered with donated winter clothing provided by Gallagher and her crew on Saturday. But they brought another game with them to fill in. Don Hoffman was one of the lucky winners. He said the celebration built up his spirits.
I really needed it. I really did. I think it's wonderful.
For WHYY News, I'm Joel Wolfram.